not everybody is unhappy with the way the political system is working. We talked with one of the billionaires for Bush or Gore at the shadow conventions. You apparently are one of the billionaires for Bush
or Gore.
Tell us about the billionaires for Bush and Gore.
Oh, we're here in a way to celebrate because we've been able to use our purchasing power to buy the candidates from both parties. We're a bipartisan organization. It's just delightful to see the conditions of the American political scene right now.
So why are you so pleased by what your money has bought you?
Oh, the campaign donations are a wonderful investment. It's hard to find things that will return more than 15 or 20 or 25%, but the average campaign donation reaches 1,000% return. It's excellent way to multiply your money.
So what do you think about all these people who are attempting to get some sort of campaign finance reform?
Oh, well, you always hear the rabble doing things like that. But, you know, that's just ridiculous, of course. They don't realize that we're paying for their free elections.
We have the rabble that are here at the Annenberg Center with the shadow conventions. They're one form of rabble. Of course, we have the rabble that are out in the streets of Philadelphia this morning. Do you see any difference in these groups of rabble, or are they all the same rabble to you?
Well, it's kind of hard for me. I see a similarity between myself and other billionaires, and then it's like the billionaires and the rest. And we've been able to succeed in converting the economy that way. The billionaires are getting richer, and the rest are getting poorer. We've spread it out now to all of the other groups.
So
I didn't want to say classes, did I?
Oh, you don't want to use that word, class, do you? So you have the right-wing billionaires, and then you have the left-wing billionaires, and then everyone else, right?
Oh no! We have the billionaires are bipartisan. It doesn't matter to us whether the candidates portray themselves as right-wing or left-wing. We know that we can buy them and put them in our pockets and they will deliver.
So either way, if it's Bush or Gore, you win.
Either way. That's the joy of these days. It's you can buy both sides.
We also talked with Bill Hartung of the World Policy Institute about the shadow conventions and how all of that plays into what has been happening in the streets of Philadelphia, and the issue of John McCain as a reformer. What do you think about all of this, the shadow conventions and the Republican convention and the protests that are going on in the streets of Philadelphia this week?
Well, we need protests, healthy protests, and I think it's a good beginning. And I think I'm glad particularly that people are protesting on a range of issues, death penalty, environment, military spending, Star Wars, reforming this campaign system itself. And I think what some of the media may be missing is that because there's so many strands involved, it's hard to get a picture of the whole. But I think it's certainly the most creative and vibrant moment in the movement that I've seen in, you know, at least a decade, and I take a lot of hope from that.
When you say people missing the whole because of so many strands, can you expand on that a little?
Yeah, well, for example, there's the shadow convention, which is a significant event in and of itself. There was the Peace and Justice March the other day. There's the Convergence Center where a lot of the direct action stuff is being coordinated. And so sometimes, people will just look at one event. They'll say, well, they didn't have as many people in the 98-degree heat as they should have. But they don't focus on the fact that this is kind of an ongoing process. There was a period where a march was almost like a throwback. I mean, people would do it because you were supposed to do it. But particularly the students that are doing the organizing, this is just one step for them. You know, they're educating themselves, they're doing activities on their campuses, they're doing stuff like this all over the country. And so I'm not afraid that this thing is going to somehow fade away if we don't win a quick victory. I think we're building some roots here that could really make a difference 5-10 years down the road.
We were talking with some people in the streets about what's happening here with the shadow conventions. One of the comments I heard was, well, yeah, that's the left-wing millionaires. I think there are a lot of people in the street that don't necessarily see the shadow conventions as being part of their movement. Can I get you to speak to that?
I think there's truth in that because, the folks that are marching in the streets are not going to warm up to John McCain. They're not going to warm up to some of the other folks that are here. And I think we need to do more to build bridges between the two. We saw a similar thing in Washington where they had a very professionally done, somewhat boring in my opinion, forum by the International Forum on Globalization, a lot of good folks. There were no questions taken in the entire 12 hours. No questions taken in a 12-hour forum because it was basically a made-for-TV event. And then you went over to the Convergence Center, and the kids were doing the real work. They were making the posters. They were doing the organizing. And so I think, you know, a lot of us who've been, like myself, armchair leftists for all these years, need to stop pretending that we're going to tell these people how to organize and start learning from them. And I think that's really, you know, where it's at. And I think the folks on the streets could learn from some of what's happening here, but I wouldn't want them to take time out from their organizing to do that, because I think the best way to learn is in the midst of organizing, as opposed to viewing it as kind of this thing that's separate from politics, where you just kind of learn, you digest it, maybe someday, God forbid, you actually take action. They're already taking action, and so if anything, I think the people doing the Shadow Convention need to learn from the direct action folks and the people in the streets, you know, how to make a kind of a big tent, you know, where the analysis, the activism can come together in a more creative way, where we have sort of creative tension instead of sort of two separate strands of activity.
Let me ask you one more question. You brought up John McCain, and we were here for McCain's keynote speech at the Shadow Conventions yesterday. The crowd was shocked, and I think very angry, when Senator McCain used part of his time to endorse George Bush. What was that all about, in your opinion?
Well, I think the reason McCain stands out is because our democracy has gone so far astray. You know, the fact that he's willing to buck his party on a handful of issues. He wants to handle the tobacco issue differently. He wants to stop certain pork barrel projects for the military so he can build different projects that he likes better. I mean, this guy is a militarist. He's not a peacenik. He wants campaign reform, which is fine, but it's a limited reform. He doesn't want full public financing. He just wants to get rid of soft money. So I think in the context of the Republican Party, he's an interesting character. I think certainly we can bounce off of some of his issues with the broader public. But he is, by no stretch of the imagination, ever going to be a leader of a movement for change in this country. So, you know, I felt, in a way, the people that were shouting him down should have let him speak more, because I think he would have indicted himself if we gave him a little more rope to do it with. But I think, you know, this is where sort of the limits of the two-party system become clear. You have rebels. You have Jesse Jackson in the Democratic Party. You have somebody like McCain in the Republican Party. They'll make some noises in the primaries, and then they'll line up behind the party's agenda come election time. And so it's almost like a little shadow play, you know, for us to sort of feel like we're getting input. Then the most progressive or maverick candidates within the two parties are basically sorted out, and their issues, you know, rarely get into the mainstream, unless they happen to coincide with something powerful interests already want. And I think that's why some of Ross Perot's issues, having to do with deficit reduction, which is, you know, popular with bond dealers, you know, got legs under them. You know, I think it was fine to have McCain here. I think he should have had the courage to, you know, take some questions. If he's the big, courageous guy who goes under enemy fire, I mean, we're in a democracy. How come he can't debate these issues? How come he can't stand up for himself? He's just as controlled, just as stage-managed as all these other folks. It's just that he's got half a brain, and George W. has no brain. You know, so by that standard, he's you know, a genius in the Republican Party's terms.
Bill Hartung of the World Policy Institute, thank you.
Thank you.
Monday night was the opening of the Republican National Convention at the First Union Center. The Republicans are putting forth a message of inclusion and making an effort to, in particular, court Latino voters.
Pilar Gomez is a mother who knows that character and quality in education both count. She is a forceful advocate for her own children and for those of low-income families everywhere. Pilar knows that the right education makes all the difference and that parental school choice is the key to her children's future. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Pilar Gomez.
We talked with two of the up-and-coming stars in the Republican Party, both of which have preached messages of inclusion. J.C. Watts, the African-American representative from Oklahoma and former football star at Oklahoma University.
Representative Watts,
What can the Republicans do to reach out to the poor people who were out marching in the streets of Philadelphia today?
Oh, we can do a lot of things, just as we've done over the last 5.5 years. We can put more money in education the way we've done over the last five and a half years. We can put more money in housing programs the way we've done over the last 5 years. Unemployment in poor communities is lowest it's been, and since we've been keeping the numbers, home ownership has expanded under our leadership. So those things are things that makes a real difference in poor people's lives.
And Governor Christine Todd Whitman of New Jersey. Governor Whitman, can I get your thoughts on the protests that are happening here in Philadelphia and how the Republicans can reach out to those people who feel so very disaffected by the Republicans and the Democrats?
Well, that's probably the most troubling thing, is because I looked at the demonstrators today, and the vast majority of them are young people, and we had the worst turnout ever in the last election of those between 18 and 25. Both parties need to make people feel included, and I believe that the kind of outreach you're seeing today from George Bush and Dick Cheney is very important to try to make people understand their voices are heard. Are they going to agree 100%? No, and people have to understand that. It's good to see young people care enough to come out and demonstrate. That's good. That shows an interest in the issues and a commitment. We need to get them the next step and say the best way to make a difference is get into the power structures that are making the decisions and start to affect them from the inside.
How would you suggest that they do that? Get into the power structures?
One of the things that we're doing is trying to give them opportunities to run for office, to be involved in campaigns, because that's really the way it happens. It is about politics. It is about government, and that's how you get in to make things happen. It's difficult, but it's worth the effort. And we have a lot of programs, for instance, in New Jersey, reaching out to young people. You see George Bush is making a real effort and a focus on young people. And that's what we have to continue to do. Some of them, you're not going to get everybody, obviously, and some of those who protest are here because that's a big party, too. The protesting is part of a happening. But they're those who really care about issues, and they'll have to be addressed.
Governor George Bush made his way onto the floor of the convention center in Philadelphia. And not only did the announcer already give the governor the Republican nomination for president, but apparently has elected him to office as well.
Proud of you and the Bush, entire Bush family.
Reporting for the Western Slopes News Service in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Mike Thornton.